Good day. Today's topic is more about exercise and how being active makes us want to be more active, and just some of the general things that I want to talk about regarding exercise and hormones. If you are active for more than 3 weeks regularly, you'll start to notice that some of the downsides that we see about exercise, like the muscle soreness, the discomfort, the being out of breath, the general weakness after exercise, you'll start to see a lot of those symptoms subside, a lot of those negative parts of exercise. And then you'll start to notice that you're more inclined to being active in general. So, for example, when I was more sedentary, I would sit around the house and walk around the house at a slow pace. But now that I'm more active, I may be caught skipping around the house, or I caught myself sprinting to the rest area when I was on a road trip. So things like that just happen spontaneously because your body has a desire to express itself, right? So whatever mode you're in, whether that be a sedentary mode or an active mode, whatever mode you're in your life in general, you'll tend to act out that scenario more often than not. And there's more of a calorie burn with an active lifestyle. And I think that's where the term active lifestyle came into being, because people realized that the more active they were, the more active they became, and their whole lifestyle became an active one. As far as hormones, I just wanted to touch on a little bit that serotonin, you know, probably the most famous hormone, the feel-good hormone, is normally praised in runners, for runner's high. It gets a lot of praise, you know, for running. But I wanted to point out that while cardio is famous for giving a runner's high, other types of training also cause an increase in serotonin. This is why exercise is so good for depression, because exercise causes the release of serotonin. Weightlifting does it, cardio does it, yoga does it. So you naturally get the benefits of the feel-good hormone. So I want people to feel encouraged that basically any form of exercise you do, as long as it's something that's either intense or something that you're sustaining for a period of time where it's actually a workout for you, you will get those benefits. Your hormones will start to normalize, and you'll start to get the feel-good feelings that come with serotonin. Not to mention a better response to insulin. But I want to save that for its own podcast. So I just wanted to share my thoughts on that. I think it's a delightful thing to just be more active and more energetic in general in life. And so that's one of the many benefits that exercise brings. And anything that attracts people to exercise or a more active lifestyle, which will mean a better quality of life in most cases, because it means that you'll feel good, is something that I want to share with the world. So thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.